Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline increased by 11 cents to $4.97, according to AAA. New data from the Energy Information Administration indicates the total domestic gasoline stocks decreased by 800,000 barrels to 218.2 million barrels last week. All of this while gasoline demand grew from 8.98 barrels per day to 9.2 million barrels per day as drivers fuel up to hit the road this summer. According to AAA, the difference between less supply and increased demand is contributing to the rising prices at the pump, coupled with the increase in crude oil prices, meaning that gasoline will continue to increase. Larry Persley, federal coordinator with the Alaska Natural Gas Transportation Projects, explains to KSRM Sound Off how and what affects overall prices.
The market right now is really nervous where next oil is going to come from, but most of what we read about price for today, I don't want to say barrels, but most of that money is investors. It's not people who are actually looking to buy oil, run it through their refinery. It's investors who think prices are going to go up. It's 120 today. It's going to be 125 tomorrow. I can buy this 121 and still make money and get out. It's kind of like investing in the stock market, but it's just betting on the future price of oil, and that's driving it up.
Persley adds,
also, a lot of refineries have closed in the United States in the last several years. You have two on the West Coast, Marathon and Phillips 66. Each have closed one in California. They're converting to biofuels.
Alaska's statewide average for gasoline going into this weekend is $5.51 for a gallon of regular gasoline. Locally in the Kenai and Sultana area, gasoline prices are averaging at $5.59 a gallon for regular. Heavy and severe thunderstorms moved through the central Kenai Peninsula early Thursday morning, bringing with it lightning strikes that knocked out power to over 13,700 Homer Electric Association members in the Kay Beach, Kenai, Sultana, Kisilov, Ninilchik, Anchor Point, and Homer areas. The storms knocked out the Billy Thompson and Kisilov substations Thursday morning on the 115 line as crews spent the entire morning working to restore power as soon as they possibly could. Tanya LaTourette, public relations and state affairs strategist for Homer Electric Association, tells KSRM that the outages can be blamed on the severe storms.
So the crews did patrol the line, and all the members that were affected by the possible lightning strike this morning that took the line out, you know, between South Saldana and Anchor Point. They patrolled the line. They did not find damage. So that's where we were able to restore all the members from this early morning outage. But the ones from this morning, they did not find any damage. You know, like if the lightning strikes the line, then it will tap the circuits out, right? And then once they're able to patrol it and they discover that there's no damage, then they can safely bring the line back online.
Additionally, the National Weather Service in Anchorage tells KSRM,
we have these things called easterly waves. Basically, you know, normally here in Alaska, weather goes from west to east, but an easterly wave reverses the flow, goes the other direction. What had happened was that we had one of these troughs that basically rolled over the area from east to west.
Homer Electric Association crews will continue to assess the situation, but they say that the customers affected by the widespread power outages Thursday morning should see their power completely restored. However, if you still are without power, contact AGA. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.